Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. If you've got questions or to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za. Now, something a lot of people don't know about me is I used to be a farmer. And when you're a farmer, you need a bucky. And the bucky of choice for me back then was an Isuzu KB250 diesel. The thing ran forever. I did about 250,000 kilometers on that bucky in 2 years, and it was a sort of love-hate relationship with super tough bucky, but that didn't have any niceties. Well, what I have on test this week is the Isuzu D-Max 300 LX 4x4 Auto, and I can assure you my bucky back then in the early 90s did not have all those letters on it, and neither did it have the letters or the niceties. But this one for 666,500 Rand gets you a 130 kilowatt and 380 newton meter engine with very frugal fuel economy at 7.8 liters on the projected run. Expect in the real world to see somewhere between 9 and 10. But this bucky is really about the auto box. It's 6-speed with cruise control from the old Isuzus, which were very agricultural. It's a huge improvement in road holding, noise, vibration, harshness. You could live with this as an everyday bucky. When I say it's less agricultural, it's way less agricultural. Down to a second cubby, leather covered, front leather bucket seats, all the mod cons. I've got to say the one thing that lets it down is the very agricultural sounding engine and the feel of the engine on acceleration. Not that it's lacking in power, not that the actual drive is agricultural, but the engine note just does let it down. You're going to get just under a ton of payload, which for a double cab is pretty good, and you can tow around 3 tons. You're going to get LED headlights, buy LED headlights for your money, features like hill start, hill descent control, all those kind of things. It's got all the safety stuff. Lots of pyrotechnic cushions in this one, and most of the stuff you expect in the average high-end car, the anti-penetration bars on the driver's door and the passenger door and those kind of things, which aren't that normal in the previous category that Isuzu used to occupy. Warranties, 5 years and 120,000 kilometers, which is also the same for corrosion, but no kilometer there. And the service plan is 5 year, 90,000 kilometers with intervals at 12 months and 15,000 kilometers. Nothing unexpected there. There's a lot of bucky in here. What they've done is this is a run-out model, and they've bumped up the creature comforts inside. And you get lots of nicety for the money. And as this sort of hero 4x4 bucky, you're getting a lot more features than you'd get from its competitors, and well worth a look. And that's a wrap for me for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, tell me about your favorite Cape Road, the most romantic, most fun, best view, best motoring experience you've had, the most engaging, and let's start sharing the conversation. david@fmr.co.za. And until next week, if you're missing the program, you can get back to old editions at fmr.co.za. And that was it for me and the Isuzu. Till next week.